You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the government released a discussion paper designing a fair pay agreement system about what a proposed law for fair pay agreements could include. The New Zealand Council of Trade Unions announced that they were pleased with the government's commitment to improving the lives of working people with fair trade agreements. I spoke to CTU's president, Richard Wagstaff, about the discussion paper and what it might mean for New Zealand workers. I began by asking Richard to broadly explain what a fair pay agreement is.
Well, we're hoping that a fair pay agreement will be an agreement that is negotiated in an industry or across an occupation in New Zealand that covers everyone in that industry or that occupation with a set of minimum standards for their employment, minimum wages, minimum overtime, minimum hours of work arrangements, perhaps some retirement provisions and leave. So it becomes a standard for all employees who are in a particular industry or occupation. And nobody can be offered a job on less conditions than this minimum standard. People will be able to have more, but not less.
So the recently released government discussion paper designing a fair pay agreement system, what did it propose?
Well, that discussion document was a response to a joint working group report that I was a member of and was chaired by former Prime Minister Jim Bolger. And we put forward a report at the direction of the government for the establishment of fair pay agreements. In our report, we looked around the world at other models, and what we found was that New Zealand was an outlier amongst the OECD in the sense that it doesn't already have agreements like this, because most countries, including Australia, across the water, have actual industry standard agreements, and we don't seem to. And we looked at all these different models, and we came up with a proposed way of going forward. With how it will be done and the various mechanisms and so on. The government, and that was put in last December, the government responded just last week with a discussion paper, which largely sets out, again, what we said in our joint working group and asked questions of the public and business and unions in terms of a consultation approach about various aspects of that paper, saying, now, what do you think about this and what do you think about that?
So what is the Council of Trade Unions' thoughts on the paper and thoughts on fair pay agreements themselves?
Well, we absolutely think fair pay agreements are vital. That when we look in New Zealand right now, we see a complete lack of an industry standard for employment conditions, and without that industry standard, the minimum is really just the minimum wage and the minimum legal requirements of the law, and they're too low for many industries. And so we see industries like, say, bus driving, where businesses tender for contracts, and the businesses that have the lowest wages tend to win those contracts because there's no floor except the minimum wage. And we believe strongly that if we had a better system of industry standards, it would stop cowboys undercutting good employers with low wages and low conditions and poor training. Our view is that they're vital. The government's discussion document, we will certainly participate in that, and we would like everyone to participate in that process. We think it's taken a long time to get to this point, and the discussion document doesn't take us far forward, but the government obviously felt that it was an important step. We're keen to get fair pay agreements in place as soon as possible and before the election, but that is looking increasingly unlikely given the legislative process that would have to be followed from this point, and it'll take months to do that. However, we hope that we get into a position that gives us a real springboard through to the next period to actually start negotiating these agreements.
Because that was what I was going to ask, was how long would something like this take to actually come into law? And you're saying that it's probably not going to come before the next election, just with the sort of slow process that is passing a bill through Parliament. But do you think that the government is going to work on this, is going to actively do something to make a change within the law?
Yes, I do. And, it'll be tight. And I think the government will proceed with it, but, it remains to be seen what the final shape of it is. There are some crucial elements that have to be finalised. For example, what is the threshold for initiating a fair pay agreement? You need a reasonable number of people. The working group said 10% of a workforce. would all have had to have signed up to initiating an agreement. What is the process of what should be in one, and so on and so forth? These questions are absolutely critical to whether they'll be fair and whether they'll be effective. And so, you know, it's vital we get those parts right as well as get on with it.
So, say in a world where this, where fair pay agreements, it is brought into, you know, brought into legislation and it does become law, will this be something that will affect all people, you know, working in New Zealand, or is it more sort of an option that employers can take up to, like, to use in their business?
Business New Zealand have promoted the idea that these should be voluntary or optional, and that would just simply sink them, because currently it's voluntary for employers to effectively have better wages, and they don't. They have to be compulsory, but they wouldn't apply to everybody, because at this point, you know, what we're saying is we'd like to get on with getting agreements like this in security, in cleaning, and we've said in supermarkets. Now, that's three areas, but it will take time to get, you know, across, you know, wider parts of the economy. But each and every one will take quite a lot of work, so I wouldn't anticipate fair pay agreements covering certainly everybody. That's not likely. There'll be many industries where we don't need a fair pay agreement. We don't need one for secondary school teachers or primary school teachers. We don't need one for nursing or most of the DHB workforce, because we've already got effective collective bargaining. It's more in those places where there isn't a strong collective voice, there aren't strong unions. They're very difficult to organise into unions for one reason or another. And we keep seeing the standard cut down. So, you know, I don't think we'll see them covering most workers in New Zealand, but we would hope they cover a most significant number. But we have to get on with the process before we can, you know, reassess that in time to see how far we've got.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.